this is the day that the Lord has made. Yes, He has. Amen. And let us rejoice. Let us celebrate and be glad in it. Well, hello there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Sunday Worship is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and in encouragements. That's right. And we try to saturate it in the Word of God. And man, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you as part of your weekend. I sure hope you're enjoying your Sunday so far. And we try to have a theme each and every program. And today we're going to start a series entitled A Journey Through the Book of Proverbs. Yeah, Proverbs is probably one of the most wisdom-packed books of the entire Bible. Actually, the entire Bible is full of wisdom and direction, so I should need to clarify that maybe. But yeah, we're going to start a journey through the book of Proverbs here for the next couple of weeks, so I hope you can maybe call up a friend and say, hey, turn on Great News Radio right now, because there's a great program on there. So I sure hope you can do that, and join me for the next 30 minutes for this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Right, you are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. Well, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you. My name is Joey Kroll, and man, I sure hope you're having yourself a great weekend. Yesterday, we had just a good family day yesterday. Our oldest son, Timothy, who's 10, had a chance to just go hang out at a friend's birthday party yesterday. They had, I guess they had a paintball party or something like that, which was, yeah, he's 10. He's a rambunctious boy, so he enjoys that. He's pretty wild. So he did that. My wife and my daughter, they went down to a Christian concert last night. So I kind of had a house to myself for a few hours yesterday, and when my boy came back, we went to go see a movie, enjoy a nice guys' night. So it was a good family day yesterday. I think those are vital. You know, it's understandable where you can't have that every single day because obligations and so forth. But it was a great family day yesterday in our family household. So we're blessed. We're blessed. So, but regardless, I sure hope you are enjoying your weekend. And we're starting a new series today called The Journey Through the Book of Proverbs. And we're going to take a look, highlight some of the most favorite proverbs and ones that you don't hear from time to time. And Proverbs 14:29 says, "A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays foolishness." Wow, a patient man. Are you patient? Yeah, me not so much, no. See, responding quickly to aggravation, threats, insult, or difficulty suggests strength to many folks today. That's the culture that we live in. You know, if you respond quickly to a threat and you seem like a leader and so forth. But however, responding hastily out of anger is foolish. That's what the Bible says. See, this response seldom produces the desired long-term effect and nearly always compounds the problem that needs to be addressed. Patiently dealing with frustration and painful situations shows understanding and is nearly always more fruitful in the long run. Yeah, Proverbs 14:29, "A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays foolishness." Focusing on the book of Proverbs, on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the fires of sin I reserve. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
What a beautiful song. You are listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll, and we're taking a journey through the book of Proverbs. I love that book. Proverbs 3, verses 3 and 4 says, "Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Yeah, it's a great passage from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. See, character is measured by the love and faithfulness we genuinely display in our daily lives. Think about that. See, character is not only what you show people, what people see, but character is who you are in the dark when nobody's around. So character is measured by the love and the faithfulness we genuinely display in our daily lives. See, these are not simple virtues that we can fake. If we do fake it, it's not going to be for long. See, merciful love is displayed when we have power over another, but choose to treat them with the kindness and genuine concern. How many of us have ever had a boss who was just the worst boss in the history of bosses? Yes. Yeah. And faithfulness is being a person of truth, genuine and trustworthy in word and deed. See, now these virtues need to be part of our everyday life and permeate in our very identity. See, when they do, others will notice and God will be pleased. Just a thought from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Calls me his own.
Listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me hang out with you on this Sunday. Are you going through anything today, this week? Are you just in a season of just confusion, a season of depression, oppression, or just having a difficult time? Man, I get into those from time to time where it's like, man, I need to get out of this fog. I need to get out of the slump. Friend, if you're going through that today, let me know. I would love to be praying for you. I really would. When you have a chance, shoot me an email. Drop me a line, joey@greatnewsradio.org, J-O-E-Y @greatnewsradio.org. I'd love to be praying for you. I'd love to remind you that our God is so much bigger than our circumstances. God has the final say and the final authority over each and everything of our life. So I'd love to be praying for you. Drop me a line when you have a chance. Maybe sometime later on today or this week. joey@greatnewsradio.org. Hey, we're taking a journey through the book of Proverbs, starting a series today through the book of Proverbs. And we continue in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 21 and 22. It says, "My son, preserve sound judgment and discernment. Do not let them out of your sight. They will be life for you, an ornament to grace around your neck." See, God used his wisdom to create the cosmos and all that is in it. See, through his discernment, he appointed to each being and to each item its place in his dazzling display of diversity. Isn't that cool? He has chosen to share that wisdom and discernment to those who reverence him and search for his wisdom. Bible says in James, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask for it, and God will freely give it. Now, if we will use that wisdom that he gives us and that discernment, man, we'll possess the greatest of all jewels and a blessing that will enrich our life. Focusing on the book of Proverbs on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. And strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. Oh, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way. My God, hold me closely.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
When you're up against a struggle that shatters all your dreams, and your hopes have been cruelly crushed by Satan's manifested scheme, and you feel the urge within you to submit to earthly fears, don't let the faith you're standing in seem to disappear. Himself, we're children of the King. So lift up the mighty shield of faith, for the battle must be won. We know that Jesus Christ is risen, so the work's already done.
Listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. I'm Joey Kroll. Can you believe today is the last day of September? This is just out of control. Where is the time going? This is going by way too quickly. Tomorrow is October. Tomorrow, Monday, is October 1st. This is so hard to believe. You know, I love this time of the year. It's kind of a bittersweet thing for me because I love this time of year in the sense of where you get to see the seasons change, right? Amen. Just how the leaves turn color and just, man, you just outside looks totally different. You see the season about to change. But the bitter part of it is I'm not a big fan of cold weather. So I don't know if there's a way we can get the best of both worlds on that one. But no, it's a beautiful time of the year. And, you know, God is good. I mean, you get to see his work in the seasons. You get to see his work in creation. And sometimes he just leaves you in awe, right? So, yeah, tomorrow is October 1st. So Good luck with that one. That's a hard one to wrap your mind around. It's like, this is going by way too quickly. But regardless, friend, thank you so much for letting me be part of your weekend, part of your Sunday for Sunday worship. If there's anything, if you'd like to find out more about Great News Radio, just take a look at our website. It has all our information, the staff page, the ways of contacting us and so forth. Yeah. Yeah, our website is greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. I sure hope you can join us tomorrow morning for the Monday morning edition of Mark and Friends with Mr. Mark Burns. In the meantime, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the last day of September.